the guys who run American Freedom Radio, the guys who set it up, are big, big patriots, okay? They've been in the movement basically since day one, all right? Ever since it was possible to contribute, they started contributing everything that they can. Danny has Romero from American Freedom Radio has given, some might say, more than most to the truth movement. And think about this. Jason Burmis, Webster Tarpley, and many other big, big people who you expect to see on the biggest truth of talk radio shows, and they're the biggest filmmakers and the greatest things and all of that sort of stuff since sliced bread. Guess who gave them their first radio shows? Danny Romero. Okay? He is an intelligent person, a very perceptive person, a very appreciative person, a very wise person, an honest, diligent, and hardworking person. And every single person on this network owes this show to him, okay? And the guys who are running the boards there, okay, they work a hell of a lot harder than any one of us radio show hosts do, believe me, because we've only got to do our one show. They have to do all of them. Okay, they have to find us, they have to produce us, they have to bring the feeds up and down, they have to do the archiving, they got to do the blurbs, and they got to do everything on the website. It's a hell of a lot of work for these guys, okay? And they don't ask for anything, okay? I don't even have a... They literally don't. I haven't seen the guys of American Freedom Radio actually ever ask people for donations except once. And that was when they were going to be moving out of Texas because of the Gulf of Oil Kano spill. And not enough support came in, and they weren't able to leave. So just think about this. Even without encouragement, they still keep the fires burning. It's incredible the amount of work and the amount of content that comes out of AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And so many of my listeners, and I concur with them every single time they say this, they say, I can't believe more people don't listen to AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I say, I can't believe it either. I mean, I've listened to the other networks, and they're just nowhere near. I mean, it's pathetic by comparison. I'm not just tooting my own trumpet or anything like that, but the other show hosts that are on American Freedom Radio, a lot of them are in, as far as I'm concerned, better than me. And I have a huge ego, so that's saying something. You know? It's just obscenely good. Obscenely. There's so much good information, the top quality guests. It's way up here, man. The quality. That's why American Freedom Radio is so important, even to New Zealanders. If you're a New Zealander and you're listening on, through Rush FM in Hamilton or through the Ifinity network in Invercargill, I'm going to highly recommend, because this is actually how I, in New Zealand, woke up to the truth movement and actually found out that there even was one, is listening to American talk radio, okay? Everything that is happening over there is happening over here as well, okay? So if you listen to Americans talking about the New World Order, if you listen to a New Zealand, or if Americans listen to New Zealanders talking about the New World Order, you find we're all speaking the same language, English. But but that's why American Freedom Radio is so global. I mean, we've got me from New Zealand, Santos Bonacci from Australia, and heaps of American talk hosts and people who basically. This is how the selection process goes, really, in really good talk radio. You'll hear one show with one host who does something incredibly amazing, and it's indicative of what they do every day on their show, and then suddenly that person gets a call. You know what? What you did there on that show was absolutely amazing. I'd like to offer you a little bit of a radio show. It's the same thing that happened to Freda, okay? Freda X on American Freedom Radio. Same thing that happened to me, okay? We've all gotten onto this network because we shine, okay? And our shiningness gets recognized by other people who shine, okay? The listeners, and particularly Danny Romero at American Freedom Radio, Okay? They recognize and appreciate what it is we do, what it is we say, what it is we think. Okay? And just give us the opportunity to allow other people to experience it more. So if you want to support American Freedom Radio, I think that they really deserve it, much more than, say just me or just any one of the radio show hosts on this network, because, you know, if I went down, that would be pretty bad. You know, it would be pretty bad for New Zealand. But if American Freedom Radio goes down, I think that would be bloody awful for the world. That's what I'm talking about. When you take responsibility, just like I say all the time, power comes with taking responsibility, not the other way around. Power doesn't come with great responsibility. Power comes with corruption, generally, unless you're only given that power because you've been responsible up till now. Okay, that's when people give you responsibilities, if you've shown that you're already responsible. Okay, and American Freedom Radio, probably the most responsible network I've ever seen. There are no conflicts at American Freedom Radio. We don't start any tiffs with other people on radio or anything like that. It's not a good thing to do because, well, basically, if you spend your life trying to go find enemies, you'll find more than you can handle. Okay, and there have been some people who've tried to sabotage or talk down at American Freedom Radio, and you know how much abuse and attacking back and retribution the hosts or the owners or the website or anything American Freedom Radio has done to defend themselves against those kind of people who shafted us and lied about us and all of that kind of stuff. Do you know how much we've actually done to attack them back and expose them? Nothing at all. And there's a good reason for that, because we don't play that game here at American Freedom Radio. If you're a good cat and you deserve the airtime, we give it to you. If you're a douchebag, you don't deserve the airtime. We don't. Everybody ends up exactly where they deserve to be, as Danny says. And frankly, that's one of the most wisest phrases I've ever heard. Everybody ends up exactly where they deserve to be. If you're bringing home negativity to your family ain't going to like you for too much longer. You're going to wind up single. You're going to wind up divorced. Same thing in Patriot Talk Radio, man. If you bring your negativity into the truth movement, you are going to wind up in a negative spot in the truth movement. It doesn't matter. Okay, you could be successful, but you're still a scumbag if you got there through negative means. Okay, if you stole people's advertisers and stole their radio transmitters and lied and manipulated and played people off against each other in order to get where you are, you're scum. Okay, you're straight up scum. But if you did all that to American Freedom Radio, we wouldn't expose you. Even if you took what you got from us, still wouldn't attack you. Because as long as you're still doing good work for the truth movement, you don't deserve our negative attention. Okay? I feel that it's about time that people recognize the true value of simply being a positive, happy and constructive person. Being worth your weight in gold is not an easy task, because it requires you to have a lot of humility and it requires a lot of sacrifice, a lot of sacrifice. It requires you being able to get walked over time and time again and still get up and still keep fighting. That is the strength that people on this network have. We've all been through mountains, literally, of crap, and we've all come together, recognizing that very, very important lesson that we will all hang separate if we do not stick together. there is a lot of infighting in the truth movement. A lot. Being behind the scenes here, this is my second year now, and I have heard things about your heroes and mine in the truth movement from the people who have worked alongside them for years, and things that would make your blood curdle about some of the patriots and the truth about them and what they've actually done. Some of them, not all of them. And we don't talk about those types of things, or at least I choose not to. It's because, basically, it's so discouraging when you realize that one of your heroes is actually one of your enemies. And you just think about that. If your hero is actually your enemy, does it actually work and make you better if you get rid of them? Okay, think about this. What if somebody in the truth movement was really massive, waking up a heck of a lot of people, but they were really dishonest, deceitful, and thieving in order to get in that position? Would you expose them, knowing that if you did, you would doom millions, millions of people to never wake up? You wouldn't do it, would you? Not if you were a real truther. And that's the situation that we find ourselves at American Freedom Radio. We're at the mercy of people who are masquerading as truthers sometimes, and yet we just let them keep doing what they're doing because we know that they do more harm than good. And patriot and truther infighting is something that we all got to stop. Right? Regardless, I don't care how badly you've been shafted by anybody, they're not likely to exterminate you. It's just that simple. You have other people in the patriot movement that work really hard all day, every day, yada, 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 waking people up. Cool. When the hell am I ever going to have an argument with them? I mean, a real argument. Because it's like it's a game of thrones, a game of egos, a game of kings and queens and Rockefellers and Rothschilds that we're playing here, okay? This isn't a game. This isn't some mere battle of wits or some chess game to make ourselves feel better about I can checkmate you and you can't checkmate me. That's not what this is about. It's about we're all dead, okay? That's it. We're all dead if we do nothing. We're all dead if we attack each other and not the enemy. We're all dead if we don't take care of ourselves and take out the enemy, the real big overarching evil scumbaggery enemy. We're all dead. That's the seriousness of the situation. So think about that. Compare the seriousness of the situation to your actions that you're taking towards that situation. Do they match up? Are you fighting against the New World Order? Are you exposing their agents as if you're going to die if you don't? I am. I understand this very, very clearly. That's why I spend almost all my time, you know, as long as my eyes are open and my brain is still firing during my consciousness stages of the day. Like what? Am I awake for about 18 hours a day or something like that? The vast majority of that, I spend it working because I know that it's my last shot to do that today. Because tomorrow, I may have some black uniform thugs come into my room and exterminate me. All right? It might happen. frankly, the day that does happen will be the most satisfying day of my life. Because as I said before, lots of patriots are really frustrated that they don't get appreciated, that they don't get noticed. And if I do wind up having black uniform thugs with MP5s coming into my room and going, get down the ground, put down that apple, it's an illegal item of weaponry, then I will be quite satisfied that I have struck such a nerve that they would pay attention to little old me. That would make me happy. To be taken off, dragged away, gone through court, and all of the things, torturing me by electrocuting me on the nipples, that would make me happy. Because it shows just how infantile these scum really are.